Ready.
Okay. Do you remember Leave Britney Alone? Were you there for that period?
Of course I was. That was 2007-8.
Yes. Yeah, Chris Crocker.
Is that his name?
Chris Crocker. I follow him on Facebook now. And he's, yeah.
Wait, so he like does memes, videos?
Dude, he's like an adult film star on the side. Like just straight up X-rated shit.
Oh, you mean, okay, I thought you meant like as in adult, as in he's
a mature 18. Like Morgan Freeman. No. I mean like
I love Morgan Freeman.
We all love Morgan Freeman.
I want him to read me lullabies.
But he does that on the side. Right. And he's just like really active online.
Oh, okay.
So he did Leave Britney Alone because of her media perceived public breakdown.
What makes you bring this up then?
Okay. I did not think that there was a problem at all with Britney.
So when the Leave Britney Alone video came out.
Even then, I was just a kid in like primary school enjoying her music.
We were literally just, like, you're 4, you're 5.
Yeah, I was listening to Circus and I was jamming out.
Yeah.
I never even knew that there was a problem. And it even now, dude, like, I'm listening to Circus, I'm jamming out, and I didn't realize there was a problem until what's been on the media.
It had a nostalgic element.
It had a very nostalgic element. And I feel like because of everything that we've been through with Britney, growing up with her in primary school, high school, even now.
Yeah, just being an icon, full stop.
Being an absolute icon.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like the sense of protectiveness over her, or just a sense of care. Like, I would like to feel as if she is happy and satisfied with life.
It's like the Wiggles.
It is like the Wiggles. It is like the Wiggles.
Yeah, because they're just a special place.
I get that. I get that.
Yeah.
So with everything that's going on now, I did not think that the Leave Britney Alone wave, the Leave Britney Alone
the Free Britney era, movement?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Would create waves that created the Free Britney movement. I did not think that it was such a long-standing problem that would last for a decade.
You know what? More. I'm going to go on a little bit of a tangent.
Do it.
But don't you think that's, like, because of the media and because of the internet?
100%.
Like, imagine if we didn't have it. Leave Britney Alone would have been a thing in 2000 and whenever.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Do you think that because Britney is in the public eye, she is facing more problems?
I think that's how it started.
The Leave Britney Alone or the Free Britney?
The actions that led her... No. Okay. Her being in the media.
Yeah.
Paparazzi. All that attention.
Yeah.
Led to her mental breakdowns at that point in her life.
Yeah. It was a very public divorce. There was a fight over custody. There was an invasion of privacy. It was an awful dissection of someone's life being smeared on public. And especially think about it now, man, like back then the media, the paparazzi were way more ruthless than they are now. Back then you never had restraining orders on paps or anything like don't photo my kids, that's disrespectful. That didn't exist during that time. The celebs of that time, you know, God bless, but they faced a very ruthless invasion of their privacy.
Not to say that celebrities now aren't.
100%, yeah.
It's just in a different way.
Yes.
Very different way, because now anyone can be paparazzi.
100%. Yes.
Like, I have been paparazzi for, like, you know, frenemies, you know, spicy.
Stop it.
Not to name any names. If you're listening to this, hello, love you.
Stop it. Stop it. All right, back on track.
But yeah, back on track.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I mean, poor thing. I mean, you see this happen to a lot of celebrities.
Yes.
Especially celebrities who become celebrities when they do not know who they are.
Give me an example.
Miley Cyrus. Yeah. Justin Bieber. Everyone. Yeah. So with the whole JoJo Siwa. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to say her last name.
Mm-hmm.
But that whole thing, I'm freaking terrified. She seems like she's doing well. She seems like she knows what's up. But it's like, you can... Like, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes.
It was just saying,
for example, like, Britney.
But isn't that what, like, happened with Honey Boo Boo as well? Honey Boo Boo had an entire show. She had all this stuff. Then Mama June... She had a show. She had shows. And then Mama June came out with a show. And now Honey Boo Boo's trying to live a normal kid-like life. And then you have Mama June. You know, rumors about the family being addicted to drugs. To going through all these issues, problems. And it's like, if you guys weren't in the public media, if you did not, like... What's the word? Monetize your child.
We'd all do that.
I do.
I mean, why else would you have a child?
100%. They're here to make money.
Duh. You're not meant to just have a kid and spend, like, thousands of dollars to send them to school and, like...
No, what's the point? What's the joy in that? No, no, no. I'm going to milk that kid.
Yeah.
100%.
You're going to fuck them up. You're going to milk them.
And then you're going to have your own spin-off show on HBO.
Look.
At the 8 p.m. time slot.
If she fuels your drug addiction, doesn't matter. She or he.
All right.
Preferably a she.
Brittany.
Because if it were a he, he'd be just like an engineer or something. That's how it works.
It is how it works. Yeah. Yes, it is how it works.
But also been good for. Besides making money because of the pay gap. But let's
Brittany was a child star, though.
She was.
Brittany was a child star with JT on the Mickey Mouse Club.
I forgot about the Mickey Mouse Club. Oh my god, I missed that.
So you would hear all these videos about how Brittany was during that time and how, what her singing was like, her voice, and it was so different than what is now.
Yeah, because it was very similar to Christina Aguilera.
Very similar to Christina Aguilera.
Yes, but she was already a thing.
Exactly. So we had to put Brittany into this teen bop mode. And this is how she is now. Okay, she made money. She released records. She was on
a high.
Continues to release
she's
records.
She's an icon.
Continues to break the charts.
Mm-hmm.
Has sellout Las Vegas residencies. She is an icon.
And she manages to stay relevant.
She manages to stay relevant, but she's suffering right now.
Yep.
Because so what's going on with that?
Look, it's... From my understanding, it seems quite simple.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we are seeing everything through the lenses of the media.
Yeah.
Through the lenses of however she wants to be portrayed, however her dad wants her to be portrayed, etc.
Her dad, Jamie Spears?
Yes, Jamie Spears. Yeah. Their names are confusing. Jamie Spears, her mother is Lynn Spears, Nahum. Her brother is I don't know, Spears. And her sister is Jamie Lynn
Spears.
Wow, to name your kid after yourself. I would exactly
that's
do that.
The dream.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do that.
If it were a boy, I'd name him Kat.
Simran is a unisex name, so I really don't care.
Lame.
Rude.
But it's you're easy. A dude anyway, so I mean
100% like father, like son.
Yeah, if you can be a man by then, like, that's allowed.
All right.
Yeah, by then it'll probably be normal.
By then?
By then.
All right, let's look at by now. So.
By now, yes. So we can... I can't even... How long has this been? Wow. Yeah, anyway.
Yes.
Basically, following her mental breakdowns.
Are we talking about 2000? Yes, all right. Yes, yep.
She was admitted to a psychiatric ward.
Mm-hmm. Involuntarily, too.
Involuntarily, but
I mean,
at that point,
yeah,
it seemed like it was justified. She needed help.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, iconically, she shaved her head.
Yeah.
She lashed out at paparazzi, broke all his windows and stuff with a window.
Correctly the window, done.
With the umbrella.
I completely vibe.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, I mean, I'd probably be the same if I lost my kids.
100%.
Especially if my father were abusing them. Allegedly. That's what I hate about this, because everything is speculation.
That's the
but
thing.
But also, we don't know if it's actually speculation.
That's the thing.
So, I just don't know. But what we do know is that she's being controlled in every aspect.
Okay. Why?
That's what leads us to this conversation today.
Yes.
Again, following her admission to this psychiatric board hospital, she just basically has been losing her rights to what we see, the public eye sees as just, I guess, her rights as a celebrity.
Yeah.
For making all this money, being so famous, etc., etc.
Yeah.
We don't know if everything she's doing is because she wants to do it for herself and her sons. Which, who, I mean, she now has 50% custody of.
So she's got 50% custody of them.
Yes, her lawyer helped her with that.
All right.
I think, oh no, her dad. No.
That was James. Her lawyer is Walt.
I don't know if her current lawyer now, in August, is the same as her lawyer before that.
That was appointed by her dad?
Yeah. Because even now, her lawyer is actually fighting for her.
Interesting.
So I don't know if that's someone else. There are too many names in this. I get too confused.
Yeah. But we got to break it down to the basics.
Break it down. But yeah. So essentially, she is under what they call a conservatorship.
All right.
I have no clue what that is. I've never heard of it. From my understanding, basically, that is given to people who are, like, mentally ill.
Okay.
Who can't make their own decisions for themselves.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Or there's one more category of people I do not remember. Terminally ill? No. It wouldn't be terminally.
I wouldn't know. Because the thing about conservatorships...
We don't have that here, do we?
We have a different form of an equivalent. So, here, from what I can... in my minimal five-minute research, is basically this idea behind guardianship. So, we've got guardianship laws.
Yeah.
That are prescribed by the Guardianship Act. And... what I found was really interesting, and something that you just notice about Australia is that its laws and, like, the roles it will place on people when it comes to removing someone's consent are always a bit, those powers that are given to someone are always a bit more reduced as compared to other countries. So conservatorship in the US, what I was reading up on was that your conservator has control over your finances. If that is the case, if you give that informed consent, or if you're not able to even give that informed consent.
I mean, do you get to choose what you have control over?
Yeah. So okay. you can choose that. But the difference is in Australia with your guardianship laws, which is basically conservator.
Yep.
You do not have control of someone's finances. That's like your power of attorney. Those are separate roles.
I see.
You can, I am going to say, possibly appoint the same person to be your power of attorney and your guardian.
But you're not necessarily the
same. It's not given. It is not given in the guardianship rules, which is very interesting. So that a conservator in the US sense of the word, as compared to like Australian guardian, it is this umbrella term to say, I have control. I have control over your finances. I have control over a lot of the things that require your informed consent and decisions, which obviously makes sense. There are reasons that such, you know, precautions are put into place. But it's different here.
Everything's different.
So your guardianship here also, like, they can't make decisions about who you're gonna marry, who you're gonna divorce, all these kind of things.
Why I'm not would too you?
Sure. Yeah, exactly. I'm sure you can't do that in the conservatory.
Power.
Exactly. Exactly.
Jeez, not even like you're in husband.
Mm-hmm. That's well, so what family. I wanna know is her dad abusing the conservatorship?
That's basically the entire idea before behind of the
Free Britney movement.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
What I've been trying to figure out is the role her mother plays.
Lynn Spears.
In this whole thing, because Lynn and Janie got a divorce. Yes. And Lynn had actually filed for a divorce while Britney was super, super young, or even before she was born.
Okay.
So, I don't know, some sort of tension there.
Okay.
But she's not really involved in any of, any of Britney's life decisions.
Mm-hmm.
That is all on her dad and someone else's head. So what I've been trying to figure out is, like, what led to this? Like, how come her mother doesn't have any say? Like, it's just her dad. Her mom's just kind of like, oh, okay, yeah, Free Britney. Yeah, I will reply to some posts on Instagram. You know what I mean?
But that's the thing that always gets to me, is that at the end of the day, you are all well-informed, educated adults with money. I'm talking about her mother mainly right now.
Yep. She actually wrote a book.
She wrote a book. She's got that author money. She's got that Stephanie Meyer's cash. So, what's going
on? She didn't write, like, a... What did Stephanie Meyer write? Like, a trilogy? No, a series. And make movies on it? No. Mm-hmm. Lynn makes money off of Brit still, I think.
The entire Spears family makes money off of Brit.
That's interesting.
But that's what you get. It's just like the Cyrus family makes their money off of Miley.
Billy Ray is...
No, but Billy Ray is king. Billy Ray is king.
Yeah, Jackson in High School Musical is pretty cool too.
He's a vibe.
Because, you know, that's a fictional show. It's a reality show.
Yeah, it's on HBO right after Mama June.
Yeah.
It's got the 9 p.m. slot.
Oh, jeez.
So, I completely agree with you on that. And it frustrates me because I can't wrap my head around the fact that why do you not intervene? But what's stopping you from intervening? What are the powers in place that are making it hard for you to take care of your own child or take care of your own family? Does Jamie Spears have that power to cut Lynn Spears and her voice and her opinion off out of the family, out of Britney's life, and give her, like, scraps so all she can do is subtweet on Twitter?
We don't know that.
Yeah.
We don't know that, but also at the same time, she seems active still in Britney's life. Or at least paparazzi photos show that. I hate that we can't see any facts of this.
I wouldn't know. I haven't been checking up some.
No, but that's the thing. Like, what can we look at? The Mirror?
Yeah.
TMZ. Like,
TMZ.
Cosmo.
We love TMZ.
Like, literally, I was just reading a Cosmo article on it because I couldn't find anything else. There's Business Insider, Forbes, and then Cosmo. The three most important, what's it called?
Journalism. Yep.
Sites ever. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe they just have some weird agreement behind the scenes or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Apparently, her sister has recently been appointed, the conservator, guardian, whatever.
Jamie Lynn Spears, everyone. Yes,
Jamie Lynn Spears from Zoe 101.
The younger sister from Zoe 101.
That was what, yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
I just didn't pull that out of my ass, like everything else I've said. but yeah, she's now in charge of the trusts that Britney holds for her sons.
That I like that though. I like
Do
that.
Do you?
I like that. I don't like it, but I think it's a much better alternative than her dad.
Yeah.
From all the allegations that have occurred from from the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about Jamie Lynn Spears, she's not outside of controversy either. Not saying that it's on her or she caused
spill
anything.
Spill the tea, TMZ.
Have you ever seen Zoe 101?
100%, yes. I used to watch it like, oh my god, that's Britney Spears' sister.
It's Britney Spears' little sister.
Yeah. I used to watch it after school.
We still love Zoe 101.
Fuck yeah.
Nick.
Freak yeah.
Nick, freak yeah. Oh, freak yeah.
Oh, freak yeah. Ooh. Ooh. Predicament happened.
Sorry about the background noise, guys. It's a tape measurer.
Yeah, sorry, we've got trades in the back.
We're renovating this house right now, actually.
Yeah. We're just changing into a massive studio because we've been making so much money from you guys donating.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for donating. Yes. Thank you for donating to our PayPal.
We see you, man.
Our OnlyFans. Fan. Thank you, bless. Crystal. We really appreciate the kind messages.
Crystal, girl, I will message you later.
You're really going out of the way there, bud. You know, your requests are, you know, they're doable. So
anyway,
Jamie Lynn.
We
really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Crystal.
But, Dan Schneider.
We really need to figure out what's going on, man. Dan Schneider.
Dan fucking Schneider. As
shout out to all those pink guys.
Shout out to Pink Eye. Shout out to Filthy Frank. Bring back Joji Vlogs is what I say.
Send this podcast to Filthy Frank, please.
I love you. Your biggest I love fans. You. I really love you. If you do hear this one day, I love you. I love you. You're my Skype DP. I love you so much. Anyways.
Who uses Skype?
Listen, I only use Skype so I could change my DP to Joji. All right.
Is his name Joji or Filthy Frank?
It's Filthy Frank.
Filthy Frank.
No, he posted a photo of his passport and everything. It was definitely Filthy Frank.
Yeah, but it's he's pink though, right?
Oh, yeah. He got a bad tan, like a bad sunburn as a kid. Yeah. And he just doesn't know what aloe vera is. So
It's not like he's Asian.
No, it's fine.
Half Asian.
He doesn't give a shit. Dude's Aussie. Dude's half Aussie. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, dude's half Aussie.
What?
That's why he always goes to WA to meet up with, like, Max.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, he's rich.
Yeah.
And a weirdo. That makes so much sense.
There are rumors going around that he's cousins with Ezra Miller.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. We need to talk about Kevin. Okay, forget I said anything, you disappointing creature. All right, okay. So... Filthy
Dan
Frank.
Schneider.
Dan Schneider. Bring all my bitches back. All right, so.
Bring all my bitches back.
So. All right, so.
I'm going to leave a link to the song in the description.
It's
going to
be right below our donate link.
Yes.
Listen. Have you heard the things about Dan?
I've assumed things about Dan.
You've assumed things
about
Dan.
After I heard that song.
About Dan Schneider. Joji is red pilling us every day.
Dangerous. Do not take drugs, kids.
I'm gonna send you keywords. Foot fetishes.
Huh?
Foot fetishes. Unwanted pregnancies.
Wait a second. I feel like I've heard this now.
Zoe 101, Jamie Lynn Spears. There were rumors going around that There were rumors going around that Zoe 101 was canceled early because of Jamie's pregnancy. She was, I don't know if she was a teen or like a young adult at the time. I'm not trying to say shit, but rumors...
Yes, you are.
What I'm trying to say is that Dan Schneider has such a negative and piss-poor aura that rumors went around that he was the father of the child. Ugh. The same thing with iCarly. The whole foot fetish thing
was literally a foot fetish thing.
He has a fetish for feet, and he would put that into the scenes
shots?
In iCarly because that was his... thing, these like what young adults portraying underage girls speaking about their feet all the time. Dan loved
nice
that shit. These are the rumors that went around.
If they have nice feet, then have a child with them. is basically what we're saying.
You must look at the soles of the feet before you commit to the soles, like, of the person. Why do
photos of their feet on the Tinders?
Sorry?
Okay, what? Think about it. All right?
Can you turn my humidifier on?
It's on.
Can you actually? There's we're absolutely no stream. There's we're, no stream.
Yeah, 59. The setting is on a 60.
Is it streaming?
Oh, it should be on there.
But there's no water.
Okay, guys. Out. Kmart, $79 diffuser.
Wait, Kmart. I got my receipt. We're gonna have trouble, bud.
Solid.
Is there any water coming out?
No. It says ideal. So must there that's must be level like two. A, that it said level one.
Oh, press level two.
How do I do this?
Hit mist.
Okay, no one wants to listen to this.
I'm sorry, guys. Someone, I was just really excited to use it. Anyways,
yeah, Dan Schneider,
Jamie Lynn Spears. Anyway, she gave birth. Is she married now? Is she single? Is she in a partnership?
No clue.
Either way, she got out of it relatively unscathed. From what the public perceived, we have no idea what goes on in these guys' personal lives.
She's not as fucked up as Britney. She doesn't have a dad controlling everything.
Because she's not milkable anymore.
Yeah, she doesn't make as much money as Britney.
Yeah.
Britney makes some money for the fams. So, anyway.
Her having control over the trust funds for the Britney's sons. Kids.
Yep.
I feel as if an auntie, a maternal auntie, that works better.
Do you know what the trouble is?
Tell me.
She was granted that, I don't know, permission, whatever it's called, the legal term. Oh, it's on.
Oh, it turned on.
Can you hear it?
Oh, that, don't make us hear it.
Doing a crackly bit.
That really hurt.
Yeah, that was done in secret.
It's just stopped. So that was done in secret?
It was in secret.
What do you mean?
I guess they weren't very vocal about it.
So wait. Oh, yeah. So it was released in the media as, like, it was leaked.
Yeah, is my understanding from the Mirror.
I mean, a very top reputable journalism. That's Murdoch Press right there.
Oh, is it actually? No. Oh. We love Murdoch. What do you mean? Oh, no, Foxhole? Mm-hmm. KO is great, though.
Stop it.
I'm just gonna say that.
Stop it.
How else am I gonna watch the Formula One?
Completely agree.
Oh, someone stop. What are you smelling? Stop empty. Smelling your toe, man. It's disgusting.
What can I say? iCarly changed me a little bit.
I know we were just talking about that, Shana, but you don't have to, like...
I couldn't get it out of my system. Ugh. I had to do it right now. Gross.
Come on, man. You can smell my toe later. Stop it. Stop it. Tickles, man. Gross.
Stop.
It tickles.
All right. So.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, that was in secret.
But why wouldn't it be?
Because it doesn't seem like everything else is it?
But isn't that the thing? I feel as if they'll do it in secret because they want to end it. They want to end the Jamie saga. They want him out.
Don't you think that would be something they can give to the media to be like, look, we're taking care of her.
But maybe that's what Jamie Lynn's actually doing. She is taking care of Britney. She's keeping it in secret. She's maintaining that privacy that Britney deserves.
Well, she actually is. Other than to
Jamie Spears, who's publicizing every single thing. He even
not
said...
Not really, he's just shit-talking the media.
But that's it, though. He even said, while they were doing... While he was her conservator, he said that Britney and I have a strained relationship. How can someone who makes all the decisions for you go out to the media...
An alcoholic who had to step down from his conservatorship because he had alcoholism problems.
I can't believe health that was issues. I can't believe that was it. Oh, you know what? You know, screw whatever he's done to Britney. Screw whatever he's done to the family. The man has alcoholism. He can't be a conservator. That's what's stopping him from being a conservator, because he is an alcoholic. That's the problem. That pisses me off.
I'm just confused about the judge. that was overseeing the case, like most recent case,
okay. when
Britney was trying to get, I guess, her current conservator or something.
Yeah.
Or the person that was her conservator while her dad was gone.
Yeah.
To be a, like, permanent one.
Mm-hmm.
While she tried to get her out of the conservatorship. Does that make sense?
Wait.
So she's fighting to get out of the conservatorship.
Yes. The one with Jamie.
The one with Jamie.
Yes.
But for the meantime, she's asking.
Yeah.
Or demanding that she keep the current one.
She keep Jamie.
She keep the other person that stood in Jamie's place while he was gone.
Mm.
So she just doesn't want her dad, but she doesn't want anyone, but she would rather someone else.
You know what I mean? Ah, if so she wants someone. Like a temp. So she wants a conservator.
She's trying to fight for no conservatorship. But if she isn't granted one, or while she's waiting
mm-hmm.
on that to be kind of finalized, she's having someone that isn't her dad. Anyone but her dad.
See, that's what's really interesting. Guardianship laws, as governed in here,
yep.
is that your guardianship, sorry,
yep.
that can be terminated upon death of whoever you are, whoever you're providing guardianship to.
Yep.
Or upon the informed consent of the person who's being guardianed, they're saying, I don't need this anymore. I submit, this is my informed consent, this is a decision I've made. They will, obviously, the facts will be assessed by the tribunal
yeah.
that oversees guardianship cases.
But as if they're not doing that with Britney. You know what I mean? But instead, it was extended to, I think, February.
Jeez.
Or something okay. of next year.
Yeah, but that yeah, that makes sense.
You know what I mean?
But that makes sense. That's the problem with tribunals and all this shit. Well, I'm speaking from the point of view from here is that
yeah.
cases like this, they go on and on. There's not enough resources for things to be fast-tracked.
Even with all that money?
Yeah, I know.
With a $59 million they'd net have worth to settle. In like 20 whatever.
But that's the thing. Can you settle something like this outside of court then?
No, because the law binds them.
Exactly. So they're stuck with the court procedures, which is but they timely.
They literally didn't grant her anything she asked for with her lawyer.
Because her lawyer was appointed by her dad.
No, but I think the lawyer now was like actually fighting for her. She's actually got, let me see. I have them open somewhere. No, instead I have Trump drawers open. the ACLU.
The ACLU.
American Civil Liberties Union.
Ooh, okay.
They're standing for her. Non-for-profit organization.
Okay.
Mission is to defend and preserve the individual rights and liberties guaranteed to every person in this country by the Constitution and laws of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So
they're just like a human rights.
Yep.
Civil liberties. Okay, yeah. But that doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't, but at the same time, it's like, they recognize that there's something going on.
That there's a problem. Yeah, I see where you're getting at.
Like, as if they're not putting more manpower into this. I understand that there are other things they need to be worrying about as well.
They're lobbying. They're campaigning. That's all they can do. Mm. What do you think the ideal situation would be for Britney right now? Not right now. Maybe next year, February. Let's give her 6 months.
She could be a retired celebrity.
A retired celebrity.
Yep.
No more residencies in Vegas. Have full control of her money.
Yeah.
Share that custody with her kids.
Interesting thing is, we were talking about this earlier today, but like because all of the laws across American states aren't consistent.
Yes. Yes.
Technically, the conservatorship doesn't apply in like majority of the states, I think. So it was mostly just in California, and then.
Are you serious?
I think I'm reading this from non-reputable sources.
That doesn't exist in this world.
Oh, right, reputable. Sorry, it's on the internet. My bad.
Fake news.
Fake news, what's that?
I've never heard of it. Sorry, I just came up with that right now, actually.
That's a really interesting concept.
Thanks, man. I appreciate fake that. Fake news. Mm-hmm. We could do something about that one day. Maybe pod number 3.
I'll think about it.
It'll catch on.
Yeah.
It'll catch on.
But yeah, I forgot what I was talking about, but yeah.
States having different laws regarding conservatorship.
So, they were granted the conservatorship in California.
Okay.
Jamie had to apply for that to be applied in, like, states separately. Like, different states. So, think about it. If she just left, right? That's how it works, right? She could literally take control of her funds while she's in another state? Or does, like, what?
I don't know if she'd be state bound.
Oh, she'd have to be, like, a resident? I don't know how America works.
Because it's, like, the interest, because that's what we were talking about, was the whole idea behind, like, capital punishment. Mm-hmm. If you commit there are different situations, I'm trying to get the right one right. If you commit a crime in one state and get tried in another state, it is in the state that you're getting tried where the laws are determined about your punishment.
What is the reason for you being tried in a different state?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Wait, that's so not different here at all, hey.
So maybe it's a different scenario. So it's like you are a resident. Yeah, so you're a resident of a different state. You commit a crime in another state. Yep. You will be tried by that state. And you'll be tried by that state's punishment.
So it's like laws. Chappelle Corby.
Kind of. It is Chappelle Corby.
The reason why none of us want to go to Indonesia anymore. Unless you're a Bergen. Unless, like, I mean, if you've been to Indonesia, it doesn't mean you're a Bergen. But it just means that we're looked upon unfavorably,
as you should be.
Because I mean, Australians are just larrikins.
Oh yeah,
happy fair dinkum, mate. Yeah.
So.
Okay, hold on. This is completely unrelated. Kind of unrelated. I'm just curious now.
Okay.
Are there any differences between laws?
Mm-hmm.
Here in Australia, across states. I mean, obviously, there are, like, different, like, basic-ish laws, like licenses.
Yeah. So that's your state.
In the ACT, you can have one pot plant but not buy any seeds.
Yeah. All right.
Et cetera.
Yeah.
Everything else besides, just those things? They're levels, right?
Yeah, so basically, it really depends on what jurisdiction covers what.
Right, so, right. So there's the AFP and then the local.
Exactly. Yep. If you're going to commit a domestic terrorist attack, you won't be tried by state laws, which would defer. You'd be tried by the Constitution.
Right, because so there's your even straight the local into high court. State. Yep.
Yeah, so going with the sequence of your jurisdictions, it really depends on the severity of what you have done.
Yep.
But in terms of state laws across Australia, they're very similar.
Besides, like, Western Australia. Western Australia.
So, Western Australia has had a history of...
Oh, my God. I always thought that was South Australia, not Western.
It was both. It was both for a while.
I know there was one that didn't want to be part of the country.
Western Australia.
Yeah. Wow. Whoopsies. So
WA has out there, anyway. Always tried to be a little bit, You know what? I'm different.
Because they got the Mayans.
They've got the Mayans.
And the money. And they're like all from, where are they from? Perth? Rich place. Like, flying.
Rich place flying. The Maldives.
No. We're talking like people. Okay, when I was studying for UMAT, high school, right? We had a lot of kids in that course that I was doing who were from this place. And they had all these stories about how their friends used to, like, be gifted a Lamborghini for their, like, 16th birthday. They'd crash it and their dads would be like, oh, no, it's okay.
Are you talking about, like, Walk Loose?
No, not in Australia. It's a different country.
Oh, are you? Oh, freaking.
Like, the freaking dirty money city. Dude, dirty money city.
Every city.
Like oil, we're talking a lot of oil.
Oh, like Dubai?
Yes, Dubai! That's what we're talking about. Yeah, a lot of people from
PSA,
Dubai.
PSA, Dubai does not have any oil anymore.
What? Is that what we're gonna call electric now?
That is exactly it. They're controlling it all.
I thought so, yeah. I mean, in Australia, we can just use, like, solar. Anyway.
Kangaroos, bro. We can use kangaroos.
Kangaroo meat. That fuels our cars. We can exactly ride kangaroos to school as we have.
That's what I'm saying. It's free travel. It's free travel.
It's not exactly free. You know, it hurts a little because, like, you know, they bunch us.
Oh, yeah. And then, like, when they jump so high and they land so low, it's like a shock to the system.
It don't make no sense.
My spine has actually contracted.
Mm-hmm. I've gotten whiplash from it.
Kangaroo-itis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My neck is just, like, so, like, big now because
it's got to, like, a thick neck. And really I had no idea it was from kangaroo-itis.
None of the normal necklaces fit. I can only get necklaces from Australia, like, because
custom made. Yeah. Because everyone here has thick necks.
They understand that here.
Yeah. So that's why you guys need to support local.
I know.
You gotta support your local Aussie brands because they get you. They get your body and they get kangaroo-itis.
They get it, guys. Anyway. Britney Spears and stuff.
It hurts.
Save her.
It hurts to know that
this happens.
People suffer in such a way. And it's not just celebrities. It's people. People can get caught up in these kind of issues and have people who are in power over them, like a fiduciary, someone who has power and dominance over you, and they can exploit that.
But that's the thing. The idea of the conservatorship for Britney, in Britney's case, was to keep her away from malicious people.
That's so funny. It just,
like, is that ironic? I don't know. We don't know if Jamie's actually helping her or not. Like, we can't say shite.
That's it. At the end of the day, what can we say? Except for spread the good news.
I mean, it's not even news.
Right, because the Murdoch press got to it first.
That means it is real news then.
100%.
I mean, dull.
Yeah, I mean, if Trump can stand by it.
Trump draws a lot. He's such a good drawer.
I know, you showed me. I saw his cat. Yeah,
it's great.
I never knew that J stood for genius either. I absolutely
have you been spelling genius with a G this whole time?
I literally have, and then the word of Trump absolutely changed me. It wiped out the past 15 years of academia that I had to go through and has shown me the light. It's brightened my future.
You know what? Better late than never.
Better late than never. I completely supported Trump alphabet.
Is it the same alphabet?
No. No. It most certainly is not. It will have like 5 letters to it max.
C and K would be the same, I'd imagine.
J and G.
Yeah, J and G.
Exact same letter. J G.
What else? I and E, maybe?
I and E. A, E, I, O, U would all be just out of the window. Or maybe the entire alphabet would just be A, E, I, O, U.
Billions and billions.
Coronavirus.
But yeah. I don't know. It is sad. I'm glad that her fans are still there for her.
Yes, 100%. If it wasn't for people advocating for her, and even she herself would release certain, like, messages saying that she's okay, that I'm fine, you don't have to worry. Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is that regardless, these guys didn't stop. They were like, we don't, and I mean, that could also be projecting, but it could also just be, we don't know who's in control of your social media right now. You could be saying that you're okay. You could be saying that you're fine. But we clearly don't believe that. What is going on? And they advocated and they pushed it. And if anything out of this is that the whole idea of conservatorship or for us, guardianship is brought to light.
I mean, that's the thing. I don't think it really brings into question guardianship here in Australia.
Okay.
Like, I think Australians understand that we are very different.
We are
I don't know, in terms of laws anyway, we just expect different things, I feel.
But that, yeah, that's exactly what I was trying to say. Oh, okay. Was that, like, no, not now. But in the beginning, what I was trying to say was that, like, as compared to conservatorship in the U.S., is that it is so much more restricted and so much more constrained.
Different.
And that's what I like. It's very different. Very different. It's very species specific.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. Not to say that it's natural, I guess, but...
Can you imagine if that was normal? Like, gorillas did...
Maybe they did, you know?
Who knows?
We just, because we don't know humans, the truth. We think we're, like, better than them and stuff.
Bring it back. Bring it back. Let's dial it back a little bit. One more thing I did want to ask you about.
Chimpanzees.
Aside from my...
DNA, genetics,
very ancestry. Close relatives, how dare you. What I wanted to talk about was... Okay. Instagram. People would comment on a post and be like, hey, wear a yellow shirt if you're in trouble being held hostage.
Next thing you know, she is
wearing a yellow shirt. Then they're saying, hey, post a photo of freaking doves.
That's not legit.
She posts a photo of doves. What I'm trying to say is that, is she just, you know, messing with everyone? Or is she genuinely doing it? Or are the commentators messing with us? I'm sure they're posting this before she posts. She sees those posts and responds to those posts. But also she gets thousands and thousands of posts. What is the coincidence?
I think it's a big coincidence.
It's a massive coincidence. It's a conspiracy wincy.
I love conspiracy wincies.
We all love conspiracy wincies.
Spearminkies?
A little bit of
I love having Chris Spearminsky with my milk before I go to sleep.
I eat.
Except I'm lactose intolerant, so breakfast. Yeah. I mean, I just have almond milk. The unsweetened kind, because that tastes the best. Why are you laughing?
I just don't care.
I'm not actually lactose intolerant. I just make fun of you.
This entire segment bored my mind. But, your face. So.
Gotcha.
So loud in my ear.
That's cool.
So, I straight up think it's a massive conspiracy.
The entire thing.
No, not the entire thing.
So yeah. Britney just is fine.
Since 2007, she didn't actually shave her head. It was just edited. She wore a bold cap for a little while.
And then she wore a bold cap, and then she wore like wigs on top of that.
Yeah, it was a conspiracy.
Yeah, just because she wanted to fuck with us, man. She wanted our money. She's so evil.
Oh, she sounds like Jamie Spears, but we can't forget he's the good guy here now.
Yeah, alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
Bruh, we can understand.
She says.
Mildly tipsy.
Oh. Alright.
Yeah, no. I don't know. What are your final thoughts? Like, overall thoughts? Feelings, conspiraminkies.
I feel as if it's almost, it's a mix between traumatizing and just draining to have to see other people's predicaments publicized to such an extent.
Yep.
However, I value that this public view, this dissemination of someone's predicaments is hopefully maybe sometime in the future gonna lead to their betterment. Mm-hmm. I feel as if maybe if Britney, if all of this is real, if all of this is true, if all of this is a very valid issue that she has been suffering for the last decade, if not longer, since she was a kid, I feel as if she used that support, that moral and emotional support from her fans, from her people, maybe even from Jamie Lynn Spears, maybe even from Lynn Spears, to finally say, enough is enough, I will fight back. And you know what? I'm not scared anymore. And maybe that is what's happening. And if that is the case, then I am happy, because Britney is an icon.
Britney shaped pop culture. Britney was the next generation of what Madonna paved.
Yep.
Amongst many other artists. Mm-hmm. So I 100%, I have very mixed feelings, very mixed emotions about it. But I do think that I just wish for her best. That's it. That's all I can say on that. And I hope that people realize how important it is to have your own form of, you should know what you're getting into. And if you don't know, I really hope that you have people around you that know, who care about you, to help you and support you. And maybe if Britney had had that in her younger years, maybe it would have been different now. I don't know what to say. What about you? What are your thoughts? What are your feelings? What are your emotions?
Honestly,
yeah.
It's really hard to say because I want facts. And I can't form an idea or an opinion without them.
Yeah, 100%. I think that's what we're both struggling to do right now.
But what I do know is that I just do not like her father. Mm-hmm. Abusing her children. Just, I don't know, he just doesn't come across as a cool guy.
Yeah, just a good person.
Yeah. Like, I just feel like if anyone, it could be her mother. Or a sister, as a conservator.
Yeah. If she still requires one.
If she required one in the first place.
Yeah.
Not an... Like...
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I am happy that she's healthy.
Yeah.
And that her fans are behind her. And I hope that in 2021, that is the end. Because I do not think this should be going on any longer.
Yeah, completely agree. 10 years is enough. 12 years is enough.
It's a really long time. She's healthy. That's all that matters.
I completely agree.
Her sons are happy and healthy.
She's happy, she's healthy, she has access to her finances, she has access to the powers to ensure that her children have access to her finances. Mm-hmm. She worked so hard since she was a kid. Mm-hmm. Since she was a child.
Yep.
She was milked by the industry, she was shaped by the industry, and she made money since she was a baby. And it is such a kick in the face to have that taken away from you.
But did she want that?
Her hard-earned money, all that hard work that she put in, yeah. If not for herself, for her kids. Or whatever she wanted to put that towards. But don't you think that she just wanted to
spend time with the kids instead?
I think she would want to spend time with her kids, but then also know that her dad wasn't financially exploiting her.
I just feel like fame and her talent, that was her fatal flaw. If it weren't for...
I feel like that was her defining flaw.
If it weren't for her being in the spotlight,
yeah,
she wouldn't have had that meltdown.
Yeah.
She wouldn't have lost her kids. And I feel like that's all she's fighting for now. She's not even fighting for herself. She's fighting for her kids.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, that will be a mother's priority.
Yeah. And that's literally what triggered it.
Yeah.
Her losing her sons.
Well, I hope Jamie Lynn takes care of the trust for her kids then. I hope that works out.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank God.
Yeah. I hope Jamie Lynn's okay as well. I hope the Sister Spears are all right.
Jamie has been standing up for Britney, from my understanding.
Jamie Lynn.
Yeah. Sorry, Jamie Lynn. Sorry. That confused
Let's not get confuzzled. why name
why? We're gonna have to ask them directly.
Not even like the oldest daughter, but the second daughter.
Yeah, no. Why would you name one Brittany? It's like, oh, wait a second, we forgot. Shit. You know, jeez, what we messed up?
Oh, crap.
Our legacies.
Legacies, yep. In Jay Millen, not even Brittany.
Shout out to Zoe 101.
I was gonna say, ba 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 da ba, but Big Time Rush, isn't it?
I started listening to Big Time Rush again.
I love Big Time
Rush. I enjoy it.
I love them.
I enjoy it.
I'm going to watch them.
Do it.
When I get home.
I'm going to watch Avatar again. Because I set up cameras in the rooms.
So good. Love it. Yes. Okay, it's pretty normal here anyway. To just like creep on guys. Why do women watch the footy? Because big boys. No, seriously though. Why else?
I couldn't say I don't watch the footy, Kat.
You're missing out on the big boys. That's what I have to say. But yeah, okay. Britney Spears, we're thinking of you, girl. Mm-hmm. It's been a shit year, TBH.
Amen.
That's her.
Oh, you don't say.
I don't say?
You don't what? Say. You don't say.
I don't say what?
Murdoch Press doesn't talk about it. We shouldn't. It's been a great year, 2020.
Except, you know, that Dan Andrews, Dan Victoria is a bit of a fascist.
I have no idea what's going on about that. I didn't even know Victoria was still a part of Australia at this point.
Victoria? I thought that was a suburb.
It's right next
door.
Stop
confusing me.
It's literally 5 minutes away from here.
Oh, where all the Darrows live. Yeah, yeah. But yeah.
All right.
That's Brittany.
And with that geographical information, is it time to say bye, Kat?
It's time to say bye, Kat.
All right. Bye, Kat.
Kitty, 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 kitty.
Bye, Kat. Meow, meow.